Don't crash out on me, Bob. We got another 3 hours and 40 minutes left.
I know. I'm going to try to keep going through the piercing alarm that's in my ears all morning long.
Don't crash out.
I'll be all right. Hey, I want to give a couple of shout-outs this morning. First and foremost, let me give one to Raj in the Ozarks. He was reffing Summer League basketball yesterday. Ran into a buddy of mine and said how much he loves the show and loves all of us. So we want to shout-out Raj in the Ozarks this morning. Way to go, Raj. Thanks for reffing those kids' games as well. And I think that's awesome of you to do that. Because there's not many people that are doing that these days, you know, so I appreciate every referee and official we have out there. And the other one, and I talked to you guys about Fitzroy from the Westin and Sheraton on Monday. I went to his retirement party yesterday at the Sheraton, and it was unbelievable. And this is an unbelievable, amazing human being. And how many people showed up for his retirement party? Cliff Illig, the CEO, former founder of Cerner, wrote a letter to tell you how great this guy Fitzroy was for all of the years. Gave him 2 tickets to the World Cup for his retirement, right?
Dang.
How cool is that, Woo! Right? So he got 2 World Cup tickets yesterday. 42 years of being somebody that works in hospitality can't be an easy task. You know, you're dealing with people every single day. And he said a couple of things at his retirement party that I think are very important for everybody to understand. He said, you know, I treated every single person as a VIP. Every single person that I came in contact with, I treated as a VIP. It didn't matter if you spent $10 or $150. I treated everybody the same as a VIP because they were there at the hotel and they deserved all of that. Yes. I'm like, that's a great way to live. And then he said, the best piece of advice I have for you. He said, when I was, you know, going through some stuff for retirement, I found this letter from my son when he was 6 years old. And he wrote this letter and said, you know, I love playing catch with you and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, he goes, then I got promoted to a different position and I couldn't play with my kid as much and see him as much at sports and everything. He goes, the one piece of advice that I have for everybody today, and I love this, go watch your kid play sports. And I think that is such an important piece of advice for parents out there everywhere. And Mac, I'm sure at some point, once you get married, you'll be a new parent as well. The most important thing you can do is be there for your kid, regardless of what your job is and regardless of what you're doing. You be there for your kid. And Fitzroy talked about that. And I started crying for that because that's been my mindset with my children. I'm not letting anything get in the way of being at something for my kids because of how important it is and the impact that my parents had on me. And I still joke with them. They missed one swim meet in my entire life of sporting events, whether it was soccer, baseball, football, it didn't matter. They missed one swim meet. And I still tell them to this day, you missed that swim meet in Paterson, New Jersey. I don't know why you weren't there for that, you know? And so it's funny how that those things, you know, stick with you. And so I've always said I'm at everything for my children. Yeah. And he said that yesterday. And I'm like, that is the most important advice. Being a dad, being a husband, being a father, those are the most important things you can do as a male. And being there for your kids is so important. And to hear him say that, the impact that that had on him, just an extremely wonderful human being. And he's moving to Florida next week. He's going to the World Cup game on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then boom, down to Florida. See you later. He grew up in Jamaica. He goes, I want to go see my family. I want to be closer to them. So he's going to Florida.
Heck yeah.
And going to enjoy retirement. So Fitzroy, tip of the cap to you, my man. Great retirement party yesterday for a great human being. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
That's fantastic.
So I was telling Mac this morning, my stepdad, who listens to us every day, he's basically a computer engineer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, damn it, I had to get Twitter. I said, okay, please explain.
Had to. It's 2026, right?
Come on, man. He's not into medias and stuff like that. And he goes, you guys talked about this Freddy guy.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. He goes, so I had to look it up, got on Twitter, started following him. He goes, I love watching foreigners from out of country come here for the first time and see how they experience it.
I do too. I said the same thing to you yesterday.
I was like, I'm glad that, like, you know, you always listen, but I'm glad that you're like following this guy because he's great and he just doesn't stop.
Ross, I don't know if he flew in. Where did he fly into? Florida, driving to Houston, I believe, something like that. He stayed in Fairhope, Alabama last night. He's been at Bass Pro Shop today. He's been to, I believe, Bucky's, and he's documented all on Twitter. So if you go to Twitter, or X, you look him up at Freddy LA7. So Freddy LA7. Freddy LA7. But anyways, he's become an Ellis fella. He's become a huge fan of Ella Langley, and he shared on his X account last night 2 different occasions that he was listening to WXPM.
Yeah.
And Ella Langley was on. So thank you for listening, Freddy. Hopefully you enjoy some Ella. Glad you discovered Ella and became an Ella fella like all of us. Now check him out.
You love to see it. He's captivated the entire United States. Yeah, he has. He's been here for 15 minutes.
Yep.
And I mean, I think we're all Ella fellas.
Yeah. I told my wife last night I'm an Ella fella, but there she's coming next week here to the Independence Event Center. Nice. So the girls are going.
The price of those tickets?
No, what are they at now? Are they World Cup like prices? Or
last I checked, they were like $400.
Oh my God. To go see Ella Langley, Jen, sell those tickets. We need the cash with the car
accident.
Maybe
I'm wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure they're like insanely expensive. Wow. Or like if you got them like a long time ago, I think they've gone up since.
Oh,
obviously,
of course.
Like,
they bought them, you know, when they went on sale or whatever.
I mean,
it
she'll
was,
probably be Artist of the Year, and she's hot. Right now she's, you know, slamming the charts, and she's got Freddie from Germany who's coming over to America and hearing her and being like, kind of like this Ella Langley movie.
Yeah,
like,
I love it. She's awesome. She's fantastic. And he's been the best thing on this Twitter app that I have seen in such a long time. And I've been telling a lot of people, you know,
he went to Bass Pro
yesterday. He goes, oh my God, look at this place. Like watching this guy experience America. It really is a good reset because, look, for the last, I don't know how long it's been, everybody in this country has been at each other, and we feel like everybody hates us around the world. Fire alarms are going off, potholes in the parking lot, heads, pets are falling off, all of that kind of stuff.
Pets. Right?
Yeah, heads, pets. Fine, whatever. It works,
that
too.
That explains the perfect
Yeah,
thing.
Heads, pets are falling off. There was a guy I used to work with had a big head. We called him Head all the time. Like,
what the hell was that?
Called him Head?
Yeah, because his head was so huge. I mean, it was large, this giant melon sitting
Sam
on top.
Darnold.
Biggest head I've ever seen was Jonathan Ogden. When I told him that at the Super Bowl, I looked at him one year. You got the biggest head I've ever seen. He started laughing. Yeah, no, it was, he's like, you know, whatever. Where were we going with this?
Ella
Langley, this guy on Twitter, and I think what he's doing is if you are down on this country, right, and you're down on America for whatever reason. Follow this guy. And there's a lot of people that are coming in from out of the country that are tweeting and reminding us how great a country this really is, right? I mean, we all get down. We all get upset. We all get in our way with everything in life. It's just not about the country or a baseball team or a football team or whatever. We get that tunnel vision, and we truly sometimes forget how great life is. It's like I was listening to some of the reaction to the Knicks game yesterday, and the people in New York sound a lot like me. They're like, enjoy this moment. We don't ever know if we're going to get it back again. Enjoy this moment. And a lot of times we don't spend enough time enjoying the moment. We spend so much time nitpicking what's wrong instead of enjoying what is right and what is great. And seeing these folks come in from out of the country and experiencing America for the first time is so refreshing and so fun to see that, foreigners are coming here and they are loving the hell out of what we have over here in the United States because it is so different. And both of you guys have been out of the country. Nothing is like the United States of America. Nothing is like a place like Walmart where you go buy a chicken sandwich or a place like Bucky's. Like, these things don't exist anywhere else in the world, and everybody that's coming here to the United States is having the time of their life experiencing the nonsensical stuff that we have over here.
I'd like to know, like, what his weight was before he came to America.
So I saw a good one yesterday that I sent to my family, Fred. It says, when you go to Europe, you feel great, you come back, you're reset, you're energized, you lost weight. All these people going back to Europe are going to have the freshman 15.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 2 months here?
He's already smashed Chipotle, Bucky's, Walmart chicken sandwich, Bass Pro, Freddy's. He went there,
actually.
He
needed to go to Freddy's,
The thing is, he can do that because he'll go back and eat all that good food and walk everywhere and lose it in 2 months. Yeah, so, he can.
Exactly. He can do that. Yeah. Here,
no, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And he will be in our neck of the woods in July.
Yes.
Okay.
So he'll be up here in July. Max already reached out. So
have you heard back from him at all?
He has over 400,000 followers.
Yeah,
he's
nuts.
Exploded on the internet. So he's...
He does listen to local radio whenever he's driving, though, hopefully he'll be driving here, listen to us, and want to call in or something. I've DM'd him, obviously quote-tweeted his tweet yesterday. I saw you've done the same.
I quote-tweeted his tweet, hey, come on our KC radio show. It may be the highest interacted tweet that I've had in years with how many people are interacting with that tweet. Let me look at it right now because it was insane the amount of people that were like retweeting and wanting to get this guy on. He's become this cult hero that is out there right now that everybody... like universally just loves this guy. There's nobody saying anything negative. 58,000 impressions. My tweet of, hey, Freddie, we'd love to have you on our KC radio show.
America.
But this guy is like the superhero. They've got to do something with him at the World Cup and feature this guy.
Retweet your own tweet and see if it'll get some more traction. Cause I'd love to have this guy's story on because it is kind of captivating to see this, how like, I don't know. I would assume that like, if someone saw my stories from Jamaica that were local, they'd be like, yeah, dude, that's what the water looks like every day. I'm like, well, I've never seen water this blue in my life.
Right.
I've been in Jamaica twice and I still get mesmerized by how beautiful the water is. I'm like, oh man, you go to the guy and get the jerk chicken and you're like, this is so good. He's like, yeah, man.
It's normal.
Yeah, but we have this in America, but we don't have this in America.
Right.
But no, it is fun to watch that when it comes to his story. But what's fun to watch is obviously we saw the Kansas City Chiefs in the draft this year go pretty heavy defense. And two of those guys were Peter Woods and Mansoor Delane. And you love to see, you know, obviously the talent on the field or the potential, what you can see, but you also love to see personality shine.
Yeah, wow. You play it, Dusty, just so you know, just people are following. This is a trend online right now, if people haven't seen it, and it's you saying a phrase, and this phrase is they're doing wow, okay, and then they say it in five different ways. So they're doing supportive, disappointed, then sarcastic, flirty, then angry, and
love
saying
it.
That same statement in five different ways. All right, there's the context.
Here is the audio.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Flirty.
Put that res on him, P. Woods.
I feel like I gotta sit up, like. Wow. Okay. I low key killed.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. All right. I was supposed to say okay. My bad. I really got mad for a second.
Wow. Okay.
You look disappointed, cuz.
Yeah.
Like when you did so your dad mad at you.
When you saw the car accident, what was your wow okay?
I was probably like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
matter of fact.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It's amazing how many people I've talked to since my daughter got into that accident on Tuesday that have been in accidents at either 15 or 16 years old. Literally everybody, you know. And so I told her, I said, I'm not mad. I'm not disappointed. I mean, what am I going to get angry about? It happens. I mean, it is what it is, right? And so I was like, all right, wow, okay. I mean, what are we going to do? We got to move on. And my wife's not handling it well. I can tell you that right now. I mean, it's been more difficult for her than I ever thought it would be. My daughter's fine now. I mean, she's a kid. She's malleable. They move on, right? But my wife's having more of an issue with it than I am. Like I should have called her. I would have. I'm like, we got to stop.
Yeah, we got to move on.
We got to move on. It's a car accident. It's a car. Everybody's fine.
And everyone's fine.
It's no big deal. Yep. And it, you know, she hit a 2003 Celica. You know, and she had a 2004 Focus. It was like, it's okay. It's okay. We're gonna be fine with that. But I was like, oh wow, okay. You know, what are you gonna do?
This one makes me go, wow. Okay. Breaking, Broncos have given Sean Payton a massive new contract as he is extended until 2029 or 2030.
2030.
I guess he's earned his keep, you could say. I mean, he went to the playoffs in back-to-back years after being absolutely abysmal since the Peyton Manning era ended. Mm-hmm. And now they've given him an extension, and it's Sean Payton there until 2020 or 2030.
Yeah, I think he deserves that. Who do you think coaches longer with their team, Andy Reid or Sean Payton? I know Reid expires in 29. I don't care about that. If he wants to continue to coach and they're winning, he's going to continue to coach. Who do you think is going to have the longer run with their franchise moving forward? Is it going to be Sean Payton or is it going to be Andy Reid? The odds would tell you Sean Payton, right? But there are no guarantees that the Denver Broncos are as good moving forward as they were last year, playing a little bit of a lesser schedule, obviously. They were the up-and-comers. Nobody knew that they were going to be, you know, the good team, so nobody took them seriously. Now they're going to face better competition from every opponent on their schedule because they're a top team. You want to beat a top team. I mean, you even heard Chris Jones the other day go, I wish they would have won the Super Bowl to keep the AFC West strong. I'm like, what are you doing
there? Yeah, I did not
get
that from him. That was weird.
Didn't make much sense to me, but now they're on the radar for everybody is where I'm getting at. So they're going to face better competition from teams because people view them as kind of their Super Bowl, you know? So, I mean, it's interesting to see what could potentially happen because if the Chiefs pick up this second round of the Patrick Mahomes era and they continue to win like they did the first round, Andy Reid may not go anywhere for the next 10 years. And if Denver takes a seat on the toilet and starts to, you know, have diarrhea, they may run Sean Payton out of town sooner rather than later. So both of these guys are kind of tied together. It's going to be interesting to see who lasts longer. I think it probably will be Sean Payton just based on age, but there's no guarantees in the NFL that that's going to happen.
Man, if Andy Reid's still a head coach in 10 years, that would be, right? He would be the greatest coach of
80.
All time. Yeah, that would be the greatest coach of all time.
And I don't think he is. Look, no. You know, once he gets another Super Bowl probably and passes, I think, Don Shula for wins most all time, which he is closing in on, but he's not exactly close where he's going to do it in the next 1 or 2 years. I think then Andy Reid probably does go off into the sunset.
I don't really know, like, how to describe the take of when Andy Reid hangs it up. I mean, I literally think he would do it until he's not able to breathe air in his lungs on the sideline.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dusty,
And I think that he's, you know, one of the rare people that have had such a super supportive, long-lasting relationship that, you know, you hear a lot of these guys that when they do it for a long time, it's like, let's take Aaron Donald for a reference, right? His wife comes out on Twitter and says, yeah, not happening, right? Like, Andy probably never has to go up to Tammy and be like, you want me to call it quits? And she'll just be like, whenever you're ready.
She don't want him around the house. Ask any wife, right?
So it's just kind of one of those things where, like, I don't know when he calls it quits, because I think it would have to be one of those things where, like, he'd have to get fired in order for him to just kind of be like, okay, that hurt too much to where I just don't want to get back into it. But I just don't see him getting fired. Now, obviously, if they go, like, 5-12 and he doesn't adjust, and then it's like one of those, and even then I think it would be like there'd be a press release. It'd be like the Chiefs and Andy Reid mutually agree to part ways.
It would be a retirement, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it would be like one of those sort of things, because it doesn't really like piss people off like in upper management. I don't think it ever got ugly with him in upper management in Philadelphia, because he was upper management.
Right.
It was more so the fan base, and like, you got to give the people in Philly what they want. That's just how they're designed.
That's what it is, right?
But, man, I would think Peyton would coach longer just by age.
Right, yeah. But there's no guarantees of that.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, we've seen Andy Reid buck some trends. We need to see him buck one this year if you want to see him
biggest
win a Super
trend,
Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, 68 years old, oldest coach ever to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
if he can
he's
get
trending
it done
this down. Year. Sean Payton is currently trending upwards.
How old is Sean Payton?
62.
Oh,
yeah. He is
that old. Okay, yeah, I didn't realize that.
So he's
but
got
6 years in the NFL as a coach. That is an eternity.
And remember, he had a couple of years off. Andy has not had a year off.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever, you know, and Andy has really been going since, you know, you look back at the UTEP days with him and Tobe and those short shorts down at UTEP. I mean, these guys have been going and going. Like, I don't think Andy has ever taken a year off. Like, when he got fired by Philly, he was here 2 days later. You know, there was never, you know, a break and all that. Sean Payton has had some time off. Dick Vermeil had the time off. A lot of these coaches take some time off. Andy Reid has been going at this thing and coaching football guys since before probably I was born, you know, and not having a year off or time off or just a, you know, a moment to unwind, eventually it wears on you, I would imagine. And so he just seems like the guy, though, that is just going to keep going regardless. He doesn't care. He loves it that much.
There was a trade yesterday that the Chiefs made, plus there's a new Christmas gift for Patrick Mahomes hitting the shelves soon here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.